Good morning. Good morning from Cork, Ireland. Good morning from Paul O'Mahony. I'm broadcasting from my kitchen. And sitting here in the kitchen, I've had a very interesting experience this morning. I've been in touch with Edinburgh. I went on to the Audio Boo website in order to see what boos were featured. And I found there the number one boo, the first one in my face, was one from Festivals Lab from Edinburgh. And I listened to it because I had no idea what it was about. I first of all thought it might be a very, very techie boo, but it had the word festivals in it. So I thought, right, this is going to be about a city that I know a little bit of. I have read my rebus and I have actually been to the festival that happens in August a few times. But I found a wonderful boo there about collaboration between 12 festivals in that great city. Now, this put me very much in mind of an experience I had yesterday in Cork. Yesterday I went to Cork City Council meeting, the first ever one I'd been to in my life. It was a meeting to discuss arts and cultural strategy from the year 2010 to 2015, and it was held in the council chamber. Now, this was my first time into a very fine building, an iconic building in the centre of Cork. You go upstairs to the first floor, not a very big room, but it's a very traditional, heavy furniture, heavy, lousy acoustics. That's actually relevant because all through a meeting which lasted about an hour and 10 minutes, I had real difficulty hearing what was going on. But there were a number of key people in the arts in Cork at the meeting. There were certainly people from Opera 2005. There were people from a Baroque music, early music festival in East Cork. There was a man there from the Triskel venue, arts centre in Cork venue, and lots of other people too. And the key thing about it was that I found myself in the middle of a group of people, none of whom I really knew, none of whom I knew, full stop. And I had no way of knowing who they were. There was a bit of paper passed around. I put my name, email address, phone number on it. And at the end of the meeting, I went up to the arts officer of Cork City Council and I said, is it possible to get a copy of that so that I can collaborate or network with people at the meeting? And the answer, of course, very responsible answer, was no. It was not. It would contravene the data protection regulations if I was given a list of who was actually at the meeting, because they didn't actually give permission at the time when we signed the bit of paper to give out our details. Crazy, crazy world we live in. But anyway, I'm really want to celebrate Edinburgh. I want to celebrate a Twitter identity for you to follow called Festivals Lab. FestivalsLab. They are Edinburgh Festival's Innovation Lab in long form. And the reason I'm interested in bringing this out into the open is that I think Cork can learn from Edinburgh. I have a feeling, and it's no more than that at this stage, that there are people over in Edinburgh working in the arts who are collaborating together and have some experience of so doing. And that's actually an important point, I think, because collaboration is not simply an idea which you just do. You bloody well need to practice it like mad before you become any good at it. You've got all this problem about silos and all this problem about ego and all this problem about patches and stuff and hidden and secret agendas which people have, which often drives why they're involved in organisations in the first place. But basically, collaboration is a real experience that you have to have in order to develop the skill of doing it well. So at the moment, I'm hanging out my hat hoping that Festivals Lab in Edinburgh is the place to be. Now, you can find Festivals Lab by going to the current featured boos on Audio Boo, the audio recording is 3 minutes and 31 seconds long. It's headed Edinburgh Festival's Innovation Lab Gets Announced. In other words, it was a public announcement. It was a public start to something that I think they're already into. And I've since had a comment on Twitter. This has all happened really quickly. I mean, within the last 20 minutes, I've had a comment back from Twitter, via Twitter, to say, Omani blog, it's certainly not for the first time. That means that they've been doing collaboration in the past. They also work together in other ways on common issues, a terrific approach. So there you have it, folks. I'm really doing my best to sort of bring Cork in contact with Edinburgh. Edinburgh is a first city. Cork is a second city. So we can certainly learn from the first city, and it doesn't have all the big brother associations of Dublin. Cork is fiercely jealous of Dublin, for those of you who don't know it. But anyway, there we are. Let's celebrate the possibility of learning from Edinburgh. This is Paul O'Mahony from his kitchen in Cork, reaching out via the wider web and audio boo to bring two great cities together. Goodbye.